The rain drizzled upon my trench coat. I slowly lighted my last cigarette. I sought refuge from the cold, weathered storm. There it was. I saw a dimly lit window with a sign reading, "Welcome, weary traveler, to the murky depths of the midnight hour, where shadows dance with secrets and whispers echo in the alleys of the mind. You've stumbled upon a rendezvous with destiny, a rendezvous with truth. So loosen your tie, light your cigarette, and take a sip of that whiskey. For tonight, we delve deep into the rabbit hole. Step through the heavy oak doors of the Hooligan Tavern, where the air is thick with anticipation, and the only currency accepted is knowledge. It's here, amidst the dimly lit tables and the clicking of glasses, that the Hooligan Tapes await."
That's good.
Wow.
That's good.
And I feel like we're almost doing the intro injustice just for the fact that we're not in like a speakeasy
right now. Not as cool
right
as
now.
That intro. Yeah.
I'm sorry I let you down.
You went ahead and made an intro too good for us.
Dude, that was gangster.
It's good. It's really good. I want that to just follow me around. Like, I that should be any time you meet someone for the first time, you're just like, hold on, and then let that play. You're like, okay, my name, your name.
Dude, I almost want that guy to monologue our lives,
right?
A day in the life of the Hooligans. You're like, whoa, yeah, this is really cool. Yeah, so welcome to another edition of the Tavern Tapes, only available on the WBC Tavern, available for $5 a month. That's how you're listening to the show right now. Actually, you know what? Scratch that. This particular episode we're going to make for free just because we did the new intro.
Give him a little bump, that
give
new
him
intro.
A
little taste. Yeah. Yeah. Get you addicted, like audio fentanyl.
Yeah. Damn, Bobby. Dude, so I have something I wanted to ask you about tonight.
Okay.
We're going to watch a video. And I thought about this a long time ago. But we haven't really done like an episode about it. And I was like, I wonder if Boya has seen this. And now all of the Hooligan Tavern members are going to see it. But it's from a particular rapper, not really relevant anymore, by the name of Mr. Kodak Black.
Okay.
Have you seen his music video, Tunnel Vision?
No, sir.
Are you familiar with the song?
Maybe if I heard it.
Kodak, I want to see you win, and they want to see you in a penitentiary.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very catchy. It is very catchy. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't take that away from the guy. So we're gonna travel down this road of racism together. And what's funny about this whole video, dude, is I get what they're trying to do with it, mm-hmm. but man, they should probably fire their research guy because he didn't do a very good job with like the level of inconsistencies of okay. what they're projecting.
How far back is this video?
This came out 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I would imagine it was like his PR guy or his research guy that mm-hmm. was like, all right, do this. This is definitely a representation of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Probably liberal. Mm-hmm. Because they have no clue what they're talking about. So hopefully we don't get a copyright for this, but I'm sharing the actual video mm-hmm. through the show. So let's see. Hopefully it works out. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. We're gonna play it. Hopefully it's not too loud either.
But here we go. Mr. Kodak Black.
Kodak African-American.
Okay, so you see in the beginning here, they've got the burning crosses in the background.
Yeah.
They actually have like a Klansman effigy hanging from one of the crosses.
Okay.
Obviously, they're talking about the Ku Klux Klan there. Okay, so first of all, white guy, right? Says, yeah. Make America hate again.
That's like if someone landed here and was like, okay, so tell me about the people. And someone was like, hey, check out this video. This is what they would think every white guy looks like. Okay.
He's got a toothpick in his mouth.
He's the representation for white America in this video.
Yep.
Okay.
Not sure why they picked Jeep. Not sure why they picked a Jeep.
Maybe he's a gay man.
Well, I was thinking like, not like a lifted truck.
Right? Not a big old Dodge or something.
That's like a stock ass Jeep too.
Yeah.
Like it's a ragtop.
That's a two-wheel drive Barbie Jeep.
It's not even manual. No. It's automatic. It's automatic.
Fully automatic, two-wheel drive, four-cylinder, not even a straight six, four-cylinder. Yeah.
You don't think that's an inline four?
No. Well, every four-cylinder is inline, but it's not inline six. That's
oh,
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That here we go.
That thing's gay.
So, all right. So we're already struggling. We got a stock-ass Jeep, no lift, no nothing. Skid plate.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Click.
I like the sideways salt shaker dance they do.
Yellow Metro on that beat. Like pull that down like to see you win, and they wanna see you in a penitentiary.
He's like, hey, what's up, boy?
Girl, I don't wanna be like
all right. Here comes first. Like if I had a button for Tim from Home Improvement, I would play it here, and I bet you'll be able to point it out as soon as you see it. Now, because remember, this video is trying to portray a particular group of people,
right?
And as we're traveling down this road of racism together, you could probably automatically see what I saw when I saw this video, and I was like, why'd they pick that one? Because that doesn't really match, but here we go. See if you can see it, boy.
Okay.
I love the Confederate flags, too, by the way.
Yeah, draped over the shoulder on the like patches on his vest here.
Perhaps Kodak's never heard of Little John, but all right.
Yeah, by the way, that Confederate flag is actually a Native American battle flag. So.
Yeah.
And they own slaves.
Girl, I don't want to be the one you hear, man. No, Kodak, they don't like to see you win.
Oh, salt shaker dance. Here it comes.
That's because that's what Kodak had on him. Come on, man. You think a little country boy is going to have a fucking chopper in his two-wheel drive Jeep?
So let me get this straight. The we'll just categorize them here as the neo-Nazi Deep South Confederate
good old boy
flag, good old boy in an American-made Jeep. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
Wearing an Make America Hate Again T-shirt, ready to go. Kale made some naggers, because that's the whole premise of this video.
His toothpick in and everything.
He chose a Kalashnikov.
Yeah.
So he's like, America first, get them blackies out of here. But I really do like the Soviet style weapons.
Very durable weapon.
What? Dude, I know so many people out here that are like gun nuts. They won't fucking AKs touch they those. They won't touch them.
Yeah, dude.
Because they're Soviet.
Here's the best part about it is like, There's no stock on. This is straight up like
it's a Draco.
Yeah, it's the Draco style that they fucking rock out in the South, like the urban South.
Yeah,
Chicago, fucking places like that. This is the type of weapon that we're looking at. This is not. He's not out here hunting. You know, this is straight up Draco.
So, but this is where it gets funny. Okay.
Oh, I'm waiting for it to get funny. Okay.
That was a good punchline, but here we go. Check out the guy just doing, he's just out there doing some farm work. He's probably lynching a white guy. They just don't show it.
He's like, hey, put my friend down.
Oh my god. You think he's in a cotton field?
Okay, I was gonna ask, why is he like they put this dude in a wife beater and like beat up denim jeans, and then they put him out in a field? I mean,
I'm gonna clip in the Tim Allen thing.
I would have been like, nah, dude, give me something else to play. Let me play the white guy. I'm not gonna be out here looking kind of like a slave getting assaulted by a racist guy.
Tyrone, listen, we got a beautiful bit, you're gonna love it, you fit the part perfectly. So get this, you're picking cotton, go with me here.
Yeah, stay with me here. God,
here comes the funny part. If you know anything about firearms, here comes the funny part. You okay? On the rear, I need a bit who gonna cooperate.
Oh, it jammed.
Do you know how hard it is to jam a Kalashnikov?
It's nearly impossible. Okay. These things, when people pressure test these guns, dude, when they stress test them, they throw them in mud. They'll dump sand on top of the mud. They'll fucking drop pebbles and shit in it. They'll throw this thing, right? They beat the fuck out of these guns. Pick it up, rack it, shoots just fine, like a fucking sewing machine.
Yeah. I saw. Do you remember that show that was on?
He loaded it with .223, dude.
There's your first problem. So, do you remember that show where they used to? I want to say it was on maybe History Channel, where it was like the IRA versus the Taliban, and it was
what was it? Warrior.
Something warriors.
Warrior battle or warrior something like that. Yeah,
something like that. Somebody will probably comment on it.
Yeah.
And it was the IRA versus the Taliban. Those are the two groups that they were battling, right? IRA smoked them. Mm-hmm. But the Taliban's weapon of choice was the Kalashnikov.
Right.
And the IRA's weapon of choice was the M16. Mm-hmm. And they pressure tested both of them in there, and the M16 actually jammed multiple times.
Yeah.
And the Kalashnikov did it. But they showed video of Taliban operatives that would like stick a piece of rebar in the barrel and bend the barrel, and then bend it back. Probably not that straight.
Yeah.
And it still fucking shot.
It's insane. Yeah, it's a very durable weapon, dude.
So, I'm like...
But hey, this is Hollywood, baby. We're rolling with it.
I get it.
We got the fucking black dude with uncombed hair. He's fucking out in the field.
Just out there working his land.
Just working is just tilling.
He finally got his 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah. And then this guy out of nowhere was like, there's a black guy over here.
Knew exactly where he lived, too.
Yeah, I'm going to roll up under his house and I'm going to kill him, right? I bet you at one time these two were friends.
Before the video.
Before the video, they were friends. There was a falling out. You know, maybe money was involved. Maybe a woman was involved. Who knows? But I'm not here to judge. Okay. I think we're getting the relationship out of context. That's what we're getting right here.
That's true. Tyrone was beating up, what's that big old girl who had a TV show?
Rosie Downs. O'Donnell?
No. No, them that big fat chick they had was from the South, and she, Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, yeah.
So, white dude here came home early from his job and saw Tyrone clapping cheeks for Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
And their relationship kind of went down, you know.
Yeah.
They went further south than they were.
We were the best of friends.
How could you do this? Tell me. I'm going to go down to the Jeep lot and I'm going to buy me a brand new one. I'm not going to lift it.
And I'm headed straight to your trailer.
And it's made in America. That's why I love it. And by God, I'm coming to kill you with my weapon of choice, the Kalashnikov Draco edition.
Yeah, as soon as my hat gets here.
Honey Boo Boo, are you done sewing on my patches yet? I want him to know.
Yeah. Make sure you don't fuck up the eye holes.
Boom. My wife stayed up all night.
Damn, just it. Tear it a little. Oh, I made it worse.
Okay, let's watch a little bit more of this. Smack it, smack it.
That's how you think.
Uh oh. He's like, oh shit. I actually can't fight. Uh oh. Ooh, caught him with that. Oh, the double under.
Super weak.
So, man. He got him into a headlock.
He got
and
out.
Then he got out fast.
He got out real fast. Got out real fast.
Really fast.
Went to his back though. Let's see how his off his back defense is.
Let's see how he goes.
See if he's got a guard.
Oh, you got him on top. He rolled him.
Oh, okay.
You see how he has the American flag upside down too? By the way.
Silly.
Silly stuff. Oh, he got it. Oh, he got him.
Ooh, a little bulldog.
Oh, then he, okay. Oh, he's on top. Back
on top.
This is an exciting UFC fight,
right?
How do you even score this?
Dude, he doesn't even have his hip pressure. It's fucking
oh, crazy. He's back on top.
That's why he got swept. That's why he got swept.
That was a scissor sweep for sure.
Nice.
Oh, now sweet. Flipped again. He's crawling.
He's trying to get his hat. Trying to get his hat.
Can't kill you without my hat on. That won't make sense. Now he's got him back up in the headlock. That's deep. But he's got two on one hand.
Yeah, let's see how his hand fighting is. Oh, he's out.
He's out. Think he went to sleep?
I don't know, man. I think he popped those hands off. Oh, he's back in the headlock again. That's deep now.
Oh, but he keeps throwing. He's back out. Oh, right! Oh, a right for a right.
Trading rights.
Here we go.
Okay, now he's got him in a non-consensual sex choke.
That's an illegal choke, by the way. He's got him on his back. He's gonna choke him with the flag. The level of disrespect, Jesus Christ!
Wraps the flag around his neck.
Ah! Don't kill me.
He couldn't choke him with his arms, which, by the way...
And then the white girl saved the day. So that's a nice little message at the end there.
Okay.
You know? And then they became friends. And then he races him over, I guess.
Right. And then old boy had some mixed kids and... Very weird. The whole thing is weird. It's like... Racism, 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 psych. Like, where did she come from?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was like one of those, remember the bum fights?
Yes.
Maybe this was like...
No, I figured it out.
Okay.
Okay, so that was not the black dude's house, right? Maybe...
he was at Mass's house.
No, Jesus Christ. Maybe the white guy, maybe that's his ex-wife's house or something, or like that daughter, that little girl's his, right?
Oh.
He's stepdaddy, black dude's stepdaddy.
Oh.
And he wasn't liking the fact that, you know, old girls getting cheeks clapped out by fucking by a man of the night, you know?
This, the hang down equivalent of an African king.
Yeah.
Like an African tribal king.
That's got to be it, dude.
That's probably it. More than likely.
Mad. You're fucking on my fit.
When I first saw that, because I like the song, right? Yeah. I have no idea what he's talking about. Honestly. They see you win and they want to see you in a penitentiary.
I've never seen someone rap without closing their lips one time. Like, it's pretty amazing. It's amazing.
Just the level of stereotypical inconsistencies I found alarming in the video.
I can tell you exactly why that is.
Why is that?
Because none of them have ever experienced actual racism. Or you would have some pretty good examples of like how to make that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem too, though, is that, granted, that came out 7 years ago. So that's probably when Nicole and I were dating. And I think I remember asking Nicole's younger sister, like, who's the hottest rapper right now? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, Kodak Black, for sure. At the time.
Yeah.
So I looked at that up. And I've seen this video multiple times. But I've never, I've just listened to it. I never really watched it, you know. And then I watched it. And I was like, what are we doing here? But there's also a younger generation that watched that, too. And actually think that people like that truly do exist. Now, well, I'm sure
they never
are.
Made it to the end of the video, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Now, granted, there are.
Yeah.
Like, if you go into, the Sundown state areas or whatever.
Sundown towns.
Yeah, that's right. Sundown towns. Yeah, for sure that still exists. Yeah, but those are few and far between and not too many people live there.
Right.
And most of those places don't have running water.
Yeah. They're
all inbred, so it's
They're
just gonna breed themselves out of society.
Yeah. They never left once the coal mine shut down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So shout out to the research guy for Kodak Black. You might have chosen maybe an American weapon. Would have been a little bit more convincing. Next time, pick a truck, throw some rust on it, have a lift. Way more convincing.
Yeah.
Maybe some AB tattoos.
Something. Instead of a denim vest with Confederate flags and Make America Hate Again. First of all, I don't know any racists that are customizing Make America Great hats, you know?
I haven't seen any.
No. It's only for music videos. Because who do you think still has that hat?
Kodak Black, maybe?
Maybe. It's around somewhere. It's got to be. If they made it, it's got to be. I doubt they incinerated it, you know?
Yeah. To be honest, for this episode, I probably should have worn my Make America Hooligan Again hat.
Yeah.
See? That would have been clever. Dang it.
I really missed it, dude.
Missed a shot there. Damn it.
Spent all that time on the intro.
Yeah.
Get your head in the game, dude.
Sorry. I feel like my head can never be in the game with that intro, you know?
Yeah. Definitely fucking put you in a place, you know?
Well, you know, I know we'll wrap it here, but I think if we never end up in an actual brick and mortar tavern to do the tavern, I don't know if anything would ever be right in the world again.
Man, if we do, you bet your ass that that's going to be playing on loop. Like just the melody, right? And then maybe every hour we'll play the audio, you know, like church bells.
Yeah.
And then we'll just pay a guy to just wipe down the bar, right? And good advice, you know, ask people, what's ailing you? You know? And then just give real sound advice. And
really, really good advice.
Continue just fucking wiping down the bar after that.
There's just gonna be one extremely clean spot.
You can do your makeup in it. That's how fucking clean it's gonna be.
And they have the arm cuff thingies.
Yeah,
I don't know what those are.
Little armbands, whatever they are.
They were the original generation's Under Armour sweatbands.
Yeah, and he's got like a cigar or a cigarette, but he never picks it up, and it never stops smoking. It's just in the ashtray, constantly fucking streaming us.
It's like cold fusion cigars.
Dude. One day.
Stop me when it's a bad idea.
Okay.
All right. Let's wrap it here, man. Well, that's it for this episode of Tavern Tapes, a free episode. Now, if you want to hear more of these, you got to go to WBCTavern.com, pay that $5 a month, get you exclusive access to all of our shows, including the members-only merchandise plus discounts. It's a great way to support the show. But if you like this one, make sure you please subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. I have been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
Take care.
Bye.
The rain drizzled upon my trench coat. I slowly light my last cigarette. I sought refuge from the cold, weathered storm. There it was. I saw a dimly lit window with a sign reading, "Welcome, weary traveler, to the murky depths of the midnight hour, where shadows dance with secrets and whispers echo in the alleys of the mind. You've stumbled upon a rendezvous with destiny, a rendezvous with truth. So loosen your tie, light your cigarette, and take a sip of that whiskey. For tonight, we delve deep into the rabbit hole. Step through the heavy oak doors of the Hooligan Tavern, where the air is thick with anticipation, and the only currency accepted is knowledge. It's here, amidst the dimly lit tables and the clicking of glasses, that the Hooligan Tapes await."